Well, you know what, guys? One thing we always love to do is check out the movies, and we got our buddy Paul Preston on the line. How you doing, Paul?
Like, wow, gang, it's going good.
Everybody's doing their Shaggy impression.
Everybody's got one.
Today. Yeah.
Pull it out. Oh. Get up there. That's what she said. Anyway, hi.
How you been, brother?
Gee, you know, it sounds like Paul has a little extra sparkle in his voice.
He always has an extra sparkle in his voice.
Yeah, well, I understand there's a new friend in town.
Oh, my.
There's a girl, Steve.
When I saw that, I thought, oh, cool.
She's very, very pretty and very sweet. She looks very, very awesome.
Corona dating.
There you go.
It can work, people.
There you go.
Just don't get the virus.
The whole, you know, walk down the Chandler bike path, which is right down the middle of Burbank here, at, you know, 7 feet apart, one on each side of the path, got to know each other. Did that again, but it ended in a little picnic, you know, and then third date was go out to Malibu in separate cars, pick up some seafood, pull out into a street, kind of back the cars up next to each other, pop the trunks. Each of us sit in the trunk facing each other, have a little socially distanced picnic. Right.
Wow.
And we got creative, and then eventually, yeah, we broke quarantine. Did that.
Yeah, I always plan it, and then I'm like, oh, shit, we slept together.
So you kissed your boss?
Oops.
Oops. He's in me. Is that what it went? Is that what it was? Okay.
Did you use the French method?
Oh, dear.
Oh, good Lord.
No comment.
How great are we?
I just love the fact that he's giggling on the other end of the phone.
Well, let's talk about
congratulations, Paul. I think that's really cool.
Thank you.
Really
cool. I'm not going to continue that conversation, just the tone you took with that question.
I mean,
crazy.
But no, I'm very happy for you, buddy. You know, you and I have had a number of private conversations on this matter, and I'm just very happy that you found somebody, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having fun, and we're going to the movies.
All right. Well, speaking of movies, you said you wanted to talk about something special.
What I wanted to talk about was I'm gearing up to see Cobra Kai a second time because it's the best show on television. Oh. So in order to do so, I went back and I watched the original Karate Kid trilogy. So let's talk about that. First of all, in the first movie, Karate Kid, classic 80s underdog story. No surprise from the director of Rocky. An Oscar-winning underdog story. So everybody can get behind this movie. It's totally relatable. You know, if you don't know the Karate Kid, and do you know the Karate Kid, Amber? Have you seen it? You don't like Scooby-Doo, so beginning to worry about
it. Oh my gosh,
you.
Are you kidding me? I grew up. I'm 41, Paul. What the hell? I've seen all of them. Yes, many numerous times.
Again, when you say you don't like Scooby, I veer up and I don't know what to expect from you.
It's just I was always very disappointed that there were no actual ghouls and ghosts. It was very disappointing that it was all, you know, all debunked. So yes, I grew up watching Karate Kid. And my son loves Cobra Kai, and he actually liked Cobra Kai so much, he went back with his dad and watched all the old Karate Kids, which is pretty cool for a 13-year-old. And he just named our new puppy Cobra Kai.
For real.
Yeah, so we were in it. We're in it to win it.
Good. All right. The respect is back.
It is. Thank you.
So you begin doubting, you know, that Scooby's a Great Dane. I'm worried.
Paul,
so that's
all
I wanted to check in on that. But who can't relate to the Karate Kid? You know, you get the kid as a transplant from New York, trying to make it in a new school, dealing with bullies. There's a classic story.
It's New Jersey, not New York. It's New Jersey.
Yes, you're correct. Yeah. That is correct. East Coast.
I hate to
West
correct Paul,
Coast
but yes, Paul, New Jersey.
Thank you. And, you know, the movie's not a cinematic triumph, but anyone who brought in any, like, crazy movie tricks with the filmmaking would have taken away from the story and the characters. I just love the characters in the movie. Speaking of which, Mr. Miyagi, an all-time classic character,
yes.
One for the books. And it's actually Pat Morita's performance when you watch all three movies that is the only one that's really consistent throughout the whole trilogy in terms of his primitive character. The way he acts and behaves and the things he does are all kind of consistent throughout the whole movie. Who doesn't love the classic quotes? I mean, I'm sure you have your own. Shout him out if you do, but get him a body bag.
Leg.
I like
wax on, wax off.
That's what I like.
So then, go ahead, Paul.
You get into the sequel, and the sequel is better than I ever gave it credit for being. Like, I saw it in 1986. For some reason, I thought it was just kind of soft, or maybe I didn't appreciate how different it was from the original. But rewatching it again, it's great because it just doesn't rehash the same old ground at all. It's not, oh, another bully, another girlfriend, another more school nonsense. That movie risks by doing away with all that. It doesn't rest on anything that worked before. It tries pretty much whole new territory. Pulls up stakes and goes to Okinawa.
Paulson, there's no tournament. Yeah. This real life.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And that's one of the things. Also, taking the stakes from a high school bully to life and death fights.
Wow.
Yeah.
Totally new. And the fact that everything was new, I was just pretty impressed watching it this time. I
like the way it went in and how she did the tea ceremony. I thought that was
very good.
Very well done, very respectful, very humble. I really enjoy that part of the movie.
But yeah, that moment's great. You know, just the fact that the whole movie shifts to Miyagi, you know, it's the Karate Kid, but it's Miyagi who gets the letter that his father is dying. Mm-hmm. He gets the threat from the old rival. He's introduced to his old flame. You know, Daniel's around and he has his own plots, but it's really Miyagi's movie. And I thought that was interesting and a bit of a risk as well. Then there's three. First of all, it got to be comical by the third one. That's like in the first 10 minutes, all right, we got to get rid of the mom and we got to get rid of the girlfriend so Miyagi and Daniel can have adventures. You know, so mom calls, I'm with your uncle and he's dying. I'll be out of the picture for 2 hours. You know, the theme of this, I just mentioned that they took it from high school bullies to life and death. Now we return back to North Hollywood, back to Cobra Kai, back to a tournament. It doesn't feel all that fresh, and it's sort of handled in a ham-fisted way. I mean, the stakes are the guys are trying to get Daniel to sign up to defend his championship at the All Valley Tournament. Like, the goal of the bad guys is to get him to sign a piece of paper.
Right.
Not exciting.
But you see, you know what? That's what, as we're talking about this, that's what's interesting about Cobra Kai is you got these three movies and you got so much material to write around and bring back and create concepts and storylines. That's why I was telling someone last night, I think Cobra Kai will probably last 4 seasons. The next one's going to probably set up what we know is already coming, spoiler alert. And then the fourth one will be like the final battle to, you know, pretty much win it all, if you want.
Again?
Yes, Amber.
How many times
again?
Yes,
hey,
so win
there's
it all,
no limit on winning.
And it's going to happen in Reseda, bitch. So back
the
hell up.
Yeah. Remember, I'm being very careful because I don't want to spoil anything. Yeah, even if you should have seen it by now.
You know, Paul, I kind of agree with you that the third one was a little weak in that essence, but, you know, because they're seeking revenge on this kid, you know, but it kind of sets up the whole bully thing, you know, a second time or whatever, and then reconnects Miyagi with Daniel at the end, though, I think, because they have a little bit of a riff themselves, but because Daniel kind of goes astray, but it does bring him back, though, to the basics. And I think that's, to me, the main theme about the whole thing.
And what kind of stones does Cobra Kai have? They folded in Karate Kid 3 into canon. Like, they didn't just dismiss it, even though it's crap. It's just like Marvel does with their least exciting movies. It's like, you didn't like Incredible Hulk? Tough. Here's William Hurt. He's going to show up in like 4 more movies. You know, like, they just and they did the same thing. They said, we don't care. Daniel's going to have misgivings about joining Cobra Kai, and there's rumors we're going to see Terry Silver. I mean, I don't know. That actor, Thomas Ian Griffith, not good. Over the top bad guy in Karate Kid 3.
Yeah.
I heard a theory that Terry could be Tori's dad, since we don't really know anything about that girl or where she came from.
Well, there's
I've seen that theory, yeah.
Yeah, and then people have also said it might be Allie's daughter, too. But we do have just a few more minutes, though. So,
let me just say, if that's the case, these guys are just like the Skywalkers. Like, there's nothing in North Hollywood that's revolved around two families. Anyway, go ahead.
Overall, though, your take on Cobra Kai and how these producers and the writers and everything are handling it. I mean, to me, they are definitely keeping in tradition and know these characters extremely well. And how they're bringing in some of the old film footage to this new series as well.
It's a must-see show. First of all, they have an entirely different tone than the previous three I just mentioned. It's older, it's rougher. It's a show as if it's about adults. Certainly the other ones were about a kid, you know? And what the show does magically is change your allegiance episode to episode.
Yes.
Like when you come in, you're like, here's Johnny. He's still down and out from getting kicked in the face 30 whatever years ago. I feel so bad for him that he'll do something stupid. And you go, oh, he's still a jerk.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel's a jerk. He's like this douchey car salesman in the valley. And you're like, come on, guy, get your stuff together. Then he rediscovers karate. And you're like, I love Daniel. So it, like week to week, you're going back and forth or show to show if you're
And
binging.
I think that's the human factor.
Oh, I was
going to
say that's humanity right there.
Yeah. You know, not every bad guy is a bad guy per se. It kind of goes back to the premise of what Mr. Miyagi said, is that there are no bad students, just bad teachers. Mm. And because it kind of proves that, and you see the growth with Johnny trying to correct certain things of how he was taught with Cobra Kai, you know, and see a little bit of change in there with him a little bit. But at times he's still the asshole that we love, mm-hmm. you know.
Well put. And they combine that humanity with a bunch of laughs and some fun action sequences, and you get yourself a great show.
Yeah. Your predictions on season three?
Well, I mean, I think Allie, yeah, certainly. I think they've set that up. I don't know. I mean, yeah, if you just peruse the search Cobra Kai, and there's so many theories out there, from Terry Silver to be how he ties in to who knows what. But I went to Comic-Con, and they did talk about the show going to Okinawa. So there's that.
Oh,
yes. I had heard that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be exciting.
Yeah.
Whatever they do, they somehow nail it. But I first saw it. I just got the, it's easily bingeable. If you don't know, it's
yes.
like, it's half hour episodes. So when it was on YouTube, I got the week trial. I burned through that thing in 2-3 days.
Yeah, exactly. I did the same thing.
Same thing with season two under a different email. But now you don't have to do any of that. You can just go to Netflix and crank them out. It's great viewing.
Cool. Awesome. Paul, we love you, buddy.
Thank you, Paul.
Same to you guys.
And congrats on the new gal. And we hope you get to social distance a lot less more in the days and months to come.
I think they've already broken the seal on that.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of the impression I got.
Yeah. Just want to do more for him, though.
Yeah, got to bring her here on the show.
There you go. All right,
sure.
Buddy.
Oh, yeah, when the time is right. Yeah, of course. I mean, come on.
There you go.
Who's, I mean, we're all tired of Zoom already, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So over it. Yeah.
So, yes.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
Bye, Paul.
All right, take care, buddy.
Bye.